the young lady by the name of Sarah Vickers, and she's done a lot of swimming for a very good cause. And yesterday I had a chat with her. You can hear her tell us all about what she did in this interview that I did with her yesterday. She's an incredible lady, raising a lot of money for a really important cause. So how long ago did you do this charity? Because I'm guessing that we're getting this a little bit late on in the news.
Yeah, so I completed it midway through August. So it's not that long ago. It literally was only a few weeks ago. I started it around the end of July, middle of July, and then finished up to 4 weeks later in August.
That what
30 days.
That what you've said there is a great radio tease, by the way. People are going, what have you done? What is it? I'll let you explain. What did you do?
So I chose to challenge myself with completing a 10-mile swim for Alzheimer's, but you did get 30 days to do this. You had to record it on a watch and prove that you'd completed it. And so it worked out about 644 lengths off a 25-metre pool, so that was my local swimming bath. And I worked out how many lengths per week I'd need to do, so I worked out 147 lengths per week. And then I managed on some weeks to do more than others, actually ending on 658 lengths in the end, so I did just slightly over the 10-mile target.
Hang on,
I was completing it.
Before you go any further, let's just let that sink in a minute. 658 lengths.
Yes, in 30 days.
How grueling was that? I mean, how many did you average per session or per day?
So I was averaging about, so I was doing it 3 times a week, because I have all the commitments, you know, to try and keep up with as well. So I was doing, I was trying to complete around 50 to 60 lengths in each 3 session. And because of COVID restrictions still in place a little bit at the time, I was only allowed 45 minutes to do this. So before I signed up, I didn't realise that was the case. But when I did a bit more to the challenge, so there was no stopping. It was just like constant lane swimming up and down, just trying to get them in 45 minutes. Really trying to make them 60 lengths in, basically. So it was quite grueling sometimes. You've had a long day and a hard day, but it was also really, really relaxing by the end of it. It was lovely.
So did it get easier as it went on because you were getting fitter when you were doing it, or did it get harder as it went on?
Yeah, it actually, sometimes I through it, I thought, oh, this is all right, I feel like I'm getting a little bit fitter doing this. It was more similar to the last week and a half, where I thought, I'm so close now to finishing it, I really need to just fit in these lengths, and I was trying to do more lengths. There was one time I did 75 lengths in one session, and it was just knowing that I was right by the end, that meant that's when it started to get a bit like, oh, I just want to get these lengths done sometimes, and then other times I realised how much fitter I was afterwards, and I've carried on swimming since as well, which is good. It's added that extra sport into my life.
Right, so let's talk about why you've done this. It's a really important subject, because it's a condition. Is that the right term to use? It's a condition or an illness that people suffer from. It's shocking, actually, what people go through, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. So yes, Alzheimer's is an illness that people live with, and majority is obviously in the elderly. I did it because I'm a care manager at a domiciliary care company called Carefound Home Care. We're based in Wilmslow, and so it's close to me in that sense, because most of my clients that I work with obviously all live with Alzheimer's. And I think especially during the COVID time, it became a lot more heightened, especially in the news and things as well, with what was happening with the care homes, that it made people more aware of it. And so since then, more challenges and things like that have been coming up for people to do to help raise money for Alzheimer's Society, which is a great cause. So I just wanted to do my bit after working through the pandemic, helping people stay at home and complete a challenge for them.
You've just won an award for this as well. So what's that award you've just achieved?
Yeah, so because I completed the 10 miles, I got sent my medal from Alzheimer's Society, which is great. To say that I've completed it after showing what I've done and sending the money across. So it was really nice just to feel that feel that I've got something, which I'm keeping in the office at the moment on show.
Pride of place, you can see it every single day. I don't blame you either. Did you raise absolutely. You raised some money as well, didn't you? You raised quite a bit of money, I think, for this, didn't you?
Yeah, I raised about £350.
Was that the goal? So what was the goal that you wanted to raise?
The goal was £100. Wow. I thought, you know, people donate a couple of quid here and there, but ended up raising over £300. A lot of people got behind me with it, which was really nice. And, yeah, exceeded what I thought I was going to do. And still, some people are still donating, so it's really good. It's great.
So what tends to happen now, Sarah, is that people get hungry for this because they've mm-hmm. achieved something, like you've achieved something incredible. What's next in your challenge diary? Is there something in there already?
Well, you know, I think I might be feeling a bit ambitious, but there has been mention here and there about doing the English Channel. I don't know how I feel about
Hang
that
on.
At this moment
that's,
in time.
That's the C, right?
Yes. That is the C. I think you finish at French Dover Docks, I think, or something. I was looking into it. But that's 28 miles in one day. And I only managed 10 miles over 30 days. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe when I'm in the middle of the sea, I'll somehow manage to motivate myself to keep going. But
if you did that, would you actually go in the sea and do the journey, or would you do the equivalent in a pool?
I would like to do it in the sea and do the journey. I think if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all out and do it.
Yeah.
But I think that would take a lot more training than just 60 miles three times a week in my local swimming maps.
Yes, it would, yes.
60 lengths, sorry.
Wow. Sarah, you are a genuine superwoman, and you've done something incredible for the Alzheimer's charity as well. So well done to you, and we look forward to talking to you again after you've done your next one. Hey!
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Yeah, brilliant.
Cheers, Sarah. Cheshire Silk 106.9.